You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Billy Loman in the building. He'll be in shortly. Check in with us. He's got an album coming out on Friday, or a beat tape, as producers call them. So we'll be learning more about that. But right now, you can hear the Shizzy June episode on LFODradio.com, mixcloud.com/LFODradio. Shizzy was in a couple weeks ago. We also got the Dart Adams episode up, and 74, I believe, other episodes. So get hip if you like what you hear today. Definitely get back in there. Our SoundCloud as well, soundcloud.com/LFOD. That's where we put snippets, shorter interviews like phoners and stuff. We got the Slain interview, part of the first year podcast, things of that nature. You can check our likes playlist, our New England hip hop playlist, our reposts. There's, you know, we have an hour a week here and we spend a lot of it talking. So the rest of the time when we're listening to music, you can find that on SoundCloud. Everything else is at LFOD Radio, except for the Twitter, at LiveFreeOD Radio. But you just type in LFOD and we pop right up. And if you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com is how you get in touch with us. Keep it clean. This is FM. And we do not want problems with the FCC. Serious business. Anyway, we got a new one in our inbox today from the good folks over at Notoriety Music. If you don't know Notoriety, that's Chuck and Vital. They've been all over the Boston scene, basically since I started paying attention, doing their thing, performing. They have a dope live show. And they got a new album coming out called Expect the Unexpected. This is the first single off that. It's called Dino Spumoni. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Dear God, I need to wake up. Just how long have I been sleeping for?
How long have you been sleeping for? Wake up.
Dear God,
somebody get the boat and
wake
stuff.
Up.
Say something. We need to hit
just
the studio.
Just how long have I been sleeping for?
Love. Wake up.
Dear God,
wake
I need to wake up.
Just how exactly am I supposed to get through my conditions? Decisions. I tried, but they lied to me. They lied.
The mental nourishment, knowledge, and leafy greens. Turn up the lights, plug in the speakers. That mic check the fountain of youth. That's finagling defibrillation, creation of brand new ancientness. Now that I've been awoken, it's real hard for me to sleep. There's a party going on between my soul, charisma, chakra, and chi. My conscience just playing DJ 90s music and trees. Meanwhile, lingers the evils that I'm trying to defeat. Chuckstable, amputate them from their ankles, then smash both of their knees. My depth is somewhat tectonic, it allows me to breathe. I can use the money, but I'd like to be crowned as an OG. Here's my hypothesis, with flammable liquids on cold beats. Ignited in misted light and black minds, that's a periodic change in the tables. My complex thoughts really allow me to chill. I could barely tell the damn game day from the drill. Chill, my nigga, chill.
Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Wake up, somebody get the phone and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Stress, the essence of rolling stress repellents. Omnivore, no bread, and I've lost my lettuce. Pickles, onions, and cheese, and you would think I have beef. But how can I be sure in this processed world? Be curt, wipe the stain off your shirt, then work. Because first impressions do last forever. Makes sense, cause since mom's considered me the prince. Nobel Air, although it has a nice ring to it, I founded and married the movement and put a ring to it. Although I come with edges, don't perceive me as a square, cause you will then provoke me to triangles. And my geometry is simply bird feed. Look at them bob, I ask, can I kick it? Look at him nod. I am a man in the mirror with the eye of Thundera. Original gainer, chi maintainer. Smoke disclaimer, her tone rangers cooking these bangers.
Decisions. Now what is my next move? I like spontaneous, unpredictable, difficult. Yeah, I'm on my Dino Spumoni. I stay Spumanti, trying to be grown. Double the rapper, then double the smoke. We about to be flown. Betty, my baby, love notes. When I'm gone, I never leave home. I get high just to live up to your hype. My vocals tight, call me Chucky the Pipe Bomb. Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Wake up, somebody get the phone and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love.
wake up.
Dear God, I need to wake up. Just how long have I been sleeping for?
Should be on cover of the High Times. Walk in my closet, get sky miles. Trap Einstein, Japanese out of wontons. Gave a D like Shondon, told Shawty Quiet Don. So many acres, man, my kids can't trick or treat, because the neighbors stay on a whole nother street. Politics as usual, while I bought a suit for it. Puff got a party Friday, I bought a coupe for it. Who you know about the borders and don't drink? I sleep, shower in my gold link. Got titty boy tatted on her butt cheeks. If you don't pray for 7 days, it make 1 week. Let's take a smoke break. Got a 38 special that hold 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass feel like to serve grapes. Got a rape that I use for a bachelor pad. Still made all A's in back of the class. On the cover now, started from back of the mag. Now it's back of the bag. Got my happiness back. If I happen to brag, it's accepted by the culture. Duncan and one touchdown boasting. This is exactly where it happened. Mixing coke with soda, you get me. And a roller, you get me. The holder, this the Crack Vibe Chronicles. Explore Nautica, Eddie Bauer Expo. AR Silencer, vibrant like the spring colors. Rapping about the team murders. Rapping while me mugging. Should've get supreme coverage. Let's have a smoke break. 38 special, the whole 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass like to serve grapes. Yeah, let's have a smoke break. Got a 38 special, the whole 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass like to serve grapes. Cruise control, I got, you know, so I got my feet up on geeking one. Dig what I'm saying? Touchscreen, everything. Push start, everything. Everything is everything. And that's love. True.
Sell drugs, I'm a rhyme seller. Saving for the crib with the wine cellar. Other crib got the high rise elevator. Skydive out the window and hit a jet propeller. Trying to cop me a skyscraper with my paper. Make my bank account balance multiply major. It's all mathematics, my whip and my chain matches. I ain't trying to hang with these average chickens, my aim is lavish. Fortune 500 on my mind, cousin. Pick a Porsche, lift the door, suicide stunting. You ever see the eyes on a gold digger? Like a goldfish floating down the cold river. Baby sharks in the fish tank. Corporate accounts in the Swiss bank. Still, I know it's hard to believe, but I work so hard, I'm like, can I just dream? I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big.
No doubt. Terminology.
I dream big.
D-Block. She loots.
I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. All these white presidents, now we got a new. You would think that would take some power from the big. But nope, they're killing us right where we fucking live. From crack rocks to worrying about the hip.
Should I preach? Or should I rap about some shit you can't reach? Hold up, I dream big. Ferraris, we blowed up. Rolex on, frontin' with my sleeve rolled up. I dream big. G5 pilot directions. 10 inches on there with ass injections. I throw that money at them like I'm up in perfections. Chinese guy in these different complexions. My n***s coming home with no parole. Artists be artists, and these labels not controlling their soul. Back to back Dutches like I'm smoking a cig. Some think about Tupac, but me and LOX, we dream big.
I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big.
Turn what up?
I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. Used to hustle work right out of a fiend's crib. Made a little cash when he was down on the phone. Used to fall asleep and dream about the islands I own. Had an aircraft carrier to carry the jets, fleet of the whips, and all of the set. The
simple
words,
the simple little words, the simplest song you
gorillas and killers feeling demented. Respect the slice and protect your neck. Get your neck to sweat, turn your flesh to ice. It seems like you don't respect your life. The rap game, look at me in the respective light. Cause I bless the mic with the best rappers to ever write. Check the hype, coming at C, is it the best advice? Smack rappers around, make them lose their electrolytes. These new lyric rappers make them fall backwards. Give them closed caskets and cold blackness. I'm so ratchet, the flow's magic. Reputation is so classic. Got the shows mastered, you rap like you asthmatic animals. Cannibals are canning you quick. Term. Inspect the deck and Chris. Can't forget the Blanco. He stays strapped cause it's hot out. Well, you can get shot up just for giving a shout out.
Word in the hood, homie got popped for stealing bricks. Someone hot the caught him sleeping, gave him half a clip. Candles burning, smell the roses, family took a hit. Took a L, empty cell, nobody snitched. This when the drama pop, boy, don't get your mama shot. I know with no limit, in and out the box. Who see murder, I'm sick of the cops. Who beat murder, self-defense and walk. When there's war up in the jungle, carry hawks, carry trucks, New York to Cali, run park. Split your wide open, don't leave a scar. Catch that you poke in, right in the car. Give her the other half, that split off. She crying, headshot, put it arrested off. This the way that the war began. Hood, every night, hearing shots ring.
Start with heartless, running they jibs to you. Running they crib or put one in they wig. Watch your mouth with it, stupid, my whole unit is outfitted. Money over bull. Cause we about digits, cash money, I laugh, it's past funny. Half a grand, my little man's a blasphemy. Land of the lost, king me, no matter the cost. Say you boss, then you better let your hammer off. Two-time felon, yelling who want what. When the war begin and the end spoils, is all us. Thirsty minds, overtime with the dirty crimes. He threw the safe off the roof like 30 times. 30 times, that describe how many shots he took. This to life, risk your life on a sloppy look. Look, see they just don't give a f***. Listen up, for 50 bucks, the trigger's bust.
So call me Nostradamus Watson with Martin Marshes and all the Spartans. Charge of bark and I leave you on cartons of milk. My artistry built foundations, you will hardly silk. Partially kill before the ink to tarnish the quill. Harder than steel, cross diamonds with my thoughts alone. Titan when it comes to bones, rhyming I will crumble stone. Coming home, either dead or victorious, heavenly glorious. Test me, I will get the DeLorean. Best of historians, kill your mother bleeding her corpse again. You're forced to end, Shalimar, end you with a falcon punch. Bruce Lee on loose leaf, infinity is rounded up to me. The only MC on the level of celestial beings, my emblem gleams. Dragons out the best of the kings. You're less than a dream. I'm nightmare on Elm with the fiends. Kruger, I'm the ruler with the hardest attack. Plus I'm biblical, lyrical, the god of this rap.
Yo, we got Billy Loman in the building. That was The War Begins, featuring Inspect the Deck, Chris Rivers, and H Blanco, off the Terminology album Shut Up and Rap, produced by Billy Loman. That's where I got introduced to the man.
What's up, sir?
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm excited we're doing this. Billy Loman, a.k.a. Young Coffee Milk.
In my Rhode Island days.
Back in the day. It's a throwback.
That's how I met. That's how I met Uncle Sam. We were at the Shut Up and Rap release party, and I don't know. I said I came from Rhode Island. That was like the first thing out of his mouth after I said Rhode Island. It was like coffee milk, you know?
And that was it. And you, I think you were a fan of it. So
of course.
Coffee milk.
Shout out to coffee milk.
Shout out to Narragansett. My dude, so you got an album coming out on Friday.
Yes, yes. We got the beat tape, Space Jams.
Space Jams. Coming out this Friday.
Yes, sir.
So that comes out Friday.
Yep.
Where can people find that?
So that will be on, I'm putting the whole beat tape on one track up on SoundCloud, so you can find it there. If you want to buy it or, you know, download individual tracks, we'll have it on Bandcamp as well. We're getting cassettes made. Those will be ready in a few weeks. That's it, man. I'm excited to put it out. I've had these beats sitting around for a while, so I'm just glad for people to hear them.
Just cleaning out the vault, getting them out.
Exactly. You got to slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So I'm glad you said you're also selling it as well. What is your goal for this? Do you want people to go and just listen to it and vibe? Do you want rappers to start rapping on these
and
put it on SoundCloud? Do you want them in your inbox? Like, hey, man, I was feeling that. I did this with it. Like, how do you want people to interact with it?
Right. So it's funny because originally I just figured, you know, I just want people to hear it. I want them to hear my beats. You know, I didn't really think of anything like that. You know, I always... You know, people just hop on beats that are laying around all the time. So
right.
I figured those things might pop up. Those are cool too, by the way. Just don't say I produced it. You know what I mean? Put like freestyle on it. Like, you know, people just attach producers to records that they had nothing to do with a lot. So
you don't want that, even if it's your beat?
I mean, it can be like a Billy Loman freestyle. That's fine.
Okay.
But it's not like I produced that record.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? It's not like I don't appreciate the name recognition, but. You know, it's I didn't produce that song. You know, that's like there's like a different process when you actually made the song. You know,
right?
The original record. So, anyway, what the plan is now for the tape is kind of interesting. You know how everybody's doing these challenges, the So Gone challenge and all those. You know, the Shook Ones challenge. So
Shook Ones, that's new.
Yeah, that one came and went. Not that beat ever does, but. We're thinking of the Space Jams challenge, man. I was just talking to Term about it today. I mean, the idea for the Space Jams challenge is basically, you know, you take the first track, do whatever you can over it. Whatever rapper has the best verse on the beat, we'll get to do a song with me and Term on it. So,
wow.
You know, just a little exclusive material
That's
for the winner.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, man. I'm excited, man. I'm hoping that... you know, that brings a lot of exposure to just what I'm doing here is, you know, if that blows up, so.
And you've been doing quite a bit.
A bit, man. I'm just trying to stay busy, you know? For sure.
Well, the real question is, who's your favorite Space Jam character?
Oh, man. Is it bad to just say Jordan? Because, like, I don't even know. I mean.
Yeah, that's fine. You can say Jordan.
I mean, that's, that movie, like, you know, there was a time where I couldn't even go to bed unless I watched that movie, so. You know, it's just funny to have that name on this beat tape. Great movie, classic, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Jordan, though. Definitely Jordan.
Jordan.
You see, with the extended arm, like...
I mean...
That was real, by the way.
Like, you would believe
he,
it at that
really,
point.
He really dunked from the half court and stretched his arm. Yeah, you know.
As a kid, like, Jordan pretty much could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah,
Why couldn't his arm stretch?
Of course.
I think I go with Bill Murray just because he was absurd in it for like 2 minutes.
Okay.
And then he left.
Nah, yeah. I appreciate that too. He came in when it mattered most, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
He's the clutch performer. That's the Robert Ory of the Toon Squad.
Yeah, that's looking back as an adult. As a kid, I don't even know. But that's not what's important. Space Jam's the album, or the beat tape, comes out Friday.
Yes.
Now, are you going to announce rules for this challenge, or...
I mean, I'm still, I guess I have some details to work out before
Friday. The
cat
is out of the bag.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. I pretty much just let it out right there. That was the first. I mean, I literally talked about this. I just had a phone conversation like 3 hours ago about this, how the idea came up. So, that's it, man. I mean, you know, the beat tape, the challenge, you know, I just want people to hear my music. You know, there's some out there that you can listen to. There's a lot that's just sitting there in the vault, just waiting to be used. And, you know, I think as a producer, you know, you have to work with artists, but you can't only work with artists. Otherwise, you'll just be waiting for their projects to come out. So,
right.
Sometimes you got to kind of take your own initiative and do it. So,
everyone's on a different schedule, you know.
Right.
And
everyone's busy.
That's like the producer thing. You send them all out, and then if it happens, it happens. Sometimes I know guys, Who have had people drop songs on them like years later. Oh, yeah. And they're like, dude, I don't even want, that's not what I sound like.
There's like a whole other song on that beat. You gave it to someone else. You had no idea. Like, oh yeah, all of that, man. It's crazy.
Have you had anything wild like that happen?
Not wild. I mean, I've definitely had like, you know, like battles over beats. Like, you know, someone had it, someone else had it. Who's going to get it? So, but nothing crazy like that. You know, nothing came out that I was totally unaware of. But,
it happened. It's about to happen now that you have an official beat tape out.
It's true. SoundCloud. It's true. You're basically just asking for it.
You've given it to the SoundCloud. Yeah. SoundCloud/Billy Loman.
SoundCloud/Billy Loman. Yes. If you just go to BillyLoman.com, it'll take you there too. So
it's easy. Look at you with a website.
Easy. Easy link. Easier than I thought.
You are the Billy Loman.
The one and only. Google it. You won't find anything else coming up. So.
No, your Googles are... pretty funny, actually. I did some Googling. So
you did your Googles?
I do my Googles all the time. So, well, is everything else, and everything else is Billy Loman Music, too, on
exactly.
Twitter
all,
Instagram.
Exactly. All the social music is just at Billy Loman Music, but, you know, the SoundCloud is /Billy Loman, so.
Dope, because we definitely want people to connect with you.
Of course.
Especially since you're going to have to explain this contest to them.
Of course. Exactly. Like in more detail.
Songs, emailing you songs.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait for the good ones, the bad ones. You know,
yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
I'm excited. You should do... you should let the people decide what the favorite is.
Okay. That's a good idea, actually. Like, you know, narrow it down to 5 and then just have a vote on it or something.
Yeah, exactly. Do some quality control and then just like, all right, guys, which one of these people?
That's interesting. I like that.
It's kind of like they're like the monster and they get to give someone the power. Like, who gets the power up? Like, who gets it?
Man. Let them decide. You're tying it all in together there.
You have to. You have to.
Okay.
On that note, I want to play a record and we'll get back into this. You sent me some... Exclusive stuff here.
Yes.
I have The Mecca and I have Bartender.
Okay. So let's go with The Bartender first. You want me to talk about the record?
Please,
I mean, yeah.
Please,
so
let us know what we're getting into here.
Yeah, this is off my album I'm working on. I have no idea when it's going to come out. Probably never. But basically, I had this song with Rex. He had this concept called Bartender, where he's, you know, it's kind of spoken from the perspective of someone sitting at the bar talking to the bartender. So, you know, he did his rhymes on it first. We had Guilty Simpson come in when he was in town and finish it off. So it came out dope, man. And this is really nothing. This is nothing I've released before. So, you know.
Exclusive.
We don't have LFOD radio Tuesday night, 7 p.m.
My dude, Billy Loman, Bartender, Rex, Guilty Simpson. You're tuned in, LFOD Radio. When we get back, we're going to have the beat tape playing in the background and some more surprises.
Yeah. 9 to 5 shit. Yo, bartender, why you do me like that? Another scotch, please, Jim Bean, another yak. And you can hold the rack, sneak clean, double that. Long day at work, tough job, busting my back. Bartender, bartender, why you do me like that? Another scotch, please, Jim Bean, another yak. And you can hold the rack, sneak clean, double that. Long day at work, tough job, busting my back, bartender. Bartender, no, you tend to get the sob stories, but my story's not a sob story. See, my homie got this job for me, and I appreciate the look. No, it took some convincing on his part to hook me up with it. I'm upset it, just caught it last when you asked what it was that made the walking papers pass from a hand to mine. See, she was very fine, so no, I didn't mind when during the interview her leg was rubbing against mine. Confession time, I splash fast. Moment passed, weeks later, checks cash. She asking to re-up, the passion between us to heat up. So during mopping floors, this hoe was getting beat up. I mean, yes, bartender, it was cool for the moment till I tried to ease up on it, but she ain't want it to come to an end. And I was trying to send them obvious messages of I'm sorry, just we had a good run. A bit of fun, now I'm trying to get my work done. Fill the recycling bins, here come Miss Spread Eagle. Damn, she evil, you know them type of people. Just don't know how to let go till they no longer need you. Please, alas, alas, pour another glass so I can black out and then crash. Appreciate you, Mr. Bartender. Tender, tender, tender. Bartender, why you do me like that? Another scotch, please, Jim Bean, another yak. And you can hold the rack, sneak clean, double that. Long day at work, tough job, busting my back. Bartender, bartender, why you do me like that? Another scotch, please, Jim Bean, another yak. And you can hold the rack, sneak clean, double that. Long day at work, tough job, busting my back. Bartender,
listen. Bartender, give me one more for the road. And hear the greatest story never told. Work hard and never old. Exceptional, I heard it all, except a no. Had a lady in the medical field. A brother got killed. A fam sued and got several million. She wanted children. I said, yeah, until then, let's have a little fun. Feel the sun. Hold up. Please bless me with a little rum. Need please. What was I saying? Oh, she had big league cheese. I told her let's travel and swim the seas. Feel the breeze in exotic places and vacation. Things that predate a kid to me. She replied, you kidding me? I feel the need to clarify a few things. She had mood swings. Love and hate me was a routine. Build me up, then belittle me. I'm just an honest man working 6 to 3:30. Getting my hands dirty, silly me. To think, having a drink would erase the memory of telling her it's over to her face. Please, one more taste. Gotcha.
Bartender, why you do me like that? Another scotch, please, Jim Bean, another yak. And you can hold the rack, sneak clean, double that. Long day at work, tough job, busting my back. Bartender, bartender, why you do me like that? Another scotch, please, Jim Bean, another yak. And you can hold the rack, sneak clean, double that. Long day at work, tough job, busting my back. Bartender.
Exclusive, Billy Loman, Rex. Guilty Simpson.
Yes.
You're tuned into LFOD Radio. We got Billy here.
Yay.
We got the lovely Toss.
Hey, y'all.
Back in action.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin' with you?
Nothing. Chillin'.
We were just talking about Space Jams.
Yeah, it's pretty lit, to be honest. Can you... On SoundCloud, I feel like I'm not that tech savvy, but like the playlist that you had, those are the songs that you have produced on set. Okay.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. And anything you see on there,
that's produce, all exactly. You. Okay, yeah. They're pretty fire. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sam knows that. So okay. I'm going to say that's actually legit.
what do you listen to like otherwise?
Kind of like Sango, you know, like, I don't know if you listen to Sango, but like the just, it's more like sounds and just like neo soul, R&B.
Okay.
That's
I'm into neo soul. Yeah. Of course.
So I'm here for that.
That's dope. That's the first time she's ever said she likes someone's beats.
Wow. I'm honored. Thank you.
There's a first. Now, speaking of those beats, we got you plugged in right now, and you're going to press play, and we're going to have Space Jams playing in the background for the rest of this.
Wow,
discussion.
Yeah. This is it, man. This is the first time I'm ever playing this, you know, outside of my house.
How do you feel? Hands are shaking?
No, I'm good. I played it for a few people, just not, you know, like anywhere publicly like this. So, I'm not nervous at all. I usually would be, but
well, let's
I'm confident
it.
In the work.
Press that button. Oh, you heard it.
Oh.
Is it playing?
Should be.
Loading. My computer's from 2009, so.
Oh God.
True that.
There it
go.
Is.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Just nice in the background. Spacey.
Spacey.
Yeah,
so,
facts.
What was your... So, besides the legendary film... What was your, you use samples, right?
Yes.
What was your inspiration looking for samples for this?
It was definitely, you know, it was definitely some spaced out type of sounds. It's funny, I used to keep samples and put them in folders, like, by how they sounded. Like, it was weird, and I had a space folder forever, so, like, I made a lot of beats out of that back in the day. And, like, a lot of samples I had just laying around for it. So, it's kind of just beats I made over time that I've had in the stash. But as I went back, you know, through the, I mean, there's hundreds of beats I have in folders, and, you know, I started to hear a common sound with a certain group of them. So I figured it would be cool to put out like a something with a theme, you know?
I have one question before we get into more.
Yeah?
You have a space folder.
Yeah.
Can you tell us one other folder you have?
Funk folder. That's an easy one.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
We'll take funk. We'll take funk.
There's
but
a folder.
The fact that space exists is pretty... Not even trippy, but just space.
There's a folder called Smokey, which is kind of a hard one to explain because it's not really trippy. It's not really spacey. It's Smokey.
I can picture Smokey.
Yeah. Sounds are sights, you know? That's all it is.
Sounds are sights, my man.
It's all the same.
So we got to talk about who Billy Loman is for a minute here.
Okay.
So
please.
When you popped up on my radar, you had just linked up with ST.
Yep.
You want to talk about how that came to happen? Well, where did you start? When did you start producing?
So I started making beats like back in 2006. I was 16 at the time. So I'm like, what, 26 now? About 10 years ago, I started making beats. After that, it was just really consistent. I never really gave it up. You know, it was something I stuck with. And it's funny, man. Like, as soon as I started trying to get out there and, you know, get my beat taped to people and do, like, these, you know, producer events or whatever, it was like as soon as I started doing that, I just ran into Term, like, just randomly. Like, it was kind of like it was good timing for me, man. I had a lot of beats lined up that I'd just been waiting for someone to hear, so... Right place at the right time, man. It was actually at the Pete Rock and DJ Premier DJ battle. So, like, it was outside of that after the show. So, he probably figured if I was there, my beats couldn't suck that bad because I had decent taste in music. So, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but...
And then you guys just linked in after that.
Yeah.
Off to the races.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we had sessions every couple of weeks for the next year. And, you know, eventually it just turned into a project. I mean, we had... There's so many songs from that. There's probably 30 songs from those sessions, and we put out like 13 of them, I think. So there's a lot of material still from those sessions.
Go ahead.
No, what's happening?
Quick segue. So when you said you started when you were 16.
Yep.
Okay, so I feel like we spoke on this podcast before about like the first year, like struggles that we've all had when we're starting our own startup. What were your, I guess, like struggles within like the first year of you starting to become like a producer?
Yeah, I mean, really where it started was like, you know, I used this software called FL Studio. It was Fruity Loops back then. And I just downloaded the free version. So my struggle was like I couldn't, you know, I was working off the demo. So
I had that, you could, with the saves and...
Exactly, yeah, you couldn't save your project. So like anytime, it forced you to like sit down and just make a whole beat start to finish and just export it and it's done. So like the first 20 beats I ever made were just from that, you know, I couldn't save it and go back to it. So.
Oh my gosh, you was really in there cooking it up.
Oh yeah, of course. My parents had no idea what I was doing. They probably thought I was like building a bomb or something. Like honestly, like they had no idea what I was just like... in my room doing for hours. So
well, they probably had a couple ideas, but maybe not beats. So do you still use Fruity Loops, or what are you on now? Are you, have you moved to
no,
physical?
I there's some hardware involved. I mean, a turntable for the most part, but I did switch to Reason.
Okay.
Like a few years after. So I've been Reason for probably like 6 years.
Really? I don't meet a lot of people that produce in that.
Really? It's good, man. It's a lot of people. You're right. You don't run into it a ton. Everyone's on the machine. Everyone's on Pro Tools, whatever.
Huge right now.
Archetype is a Reason user. Like, you know, those guys all know how to use Lightfoot. I don't know. I just like the sound it gives. I mean, if you're sampling, it's also not something that people use a ton to sample. Like, not most commonly. You know, it's usually a machine, MPC, you know, whatever, even Fruity Loops. But, yeah.
Well, you need the other program to sample, right? You need Reason and...
So you used to, and you still do. Like, I still use Reason and Recycle together. That's the other one, Recycle. But the new one has it all in one.
Wow.
I don't use it, but I'm sure if you know how to use it, it works great.
Wow.
Shout out Propellerhead.
Shout out to Propellerhead. Do you... all right, that's dope. So Reason.
Yes. Now, like three versions old, too. Like, not a new Reason.
Wow.
Reasons, yeah, I like how you can click and, you know, the patch bay in the back,
yeah,
stuff like that. Reasons,
oh, yeah.
it's got its charms. So you've got this beat tape. That's how you linked with ST.
Yep.
Just shopping tapes, getting them into hands.
Yep.
You do that album. Now You're still, are you signed to ST?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much...
Are you in-house
like,
for them?
Like, exactly. I mean, in a sense, I am in-house for them. You know, whereas if anyone ever needs a beat, there's just no question about it. You know what I mean? That's like family. So, and then Term is actually my manager.
Okay.
So there's that aspect to it too, where, you know, I'm his producer, you know. So, that's it, man. We're just trying to take this to the next level. And
as you should.
See how it goes.
And now you actually recently linked up with friends of ours over at Overdog Radio.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to Champ Chuck.
Yeah, man, I just hassled Chuck. I mean, like, I went on the show about a year ago, and, like, I listened to, you know, after that once I was hip. And I just told him at shows, like, yo, if you need a co-host, you know, just hit me up. Please, please. Like that, like, I really, like, just kind of invited myself over there. I'm, like, the guest who, like, just overstayed his welcome, and he's, like, the guy on the couch now. Like, that's me at Overdog.
Bakari tried to do that to us at one point, but...
Is that what he's doing here right now?
Oh, man, we weren't going to say that. I don't know.
I saw him brushing his teeth in the bathroom, and, like, getting ready earlier. I'm like, yo...
Oh,
so I don't know. You might have a squatter.
Yeah, yeah. You think he just lives here? Anyway, so that's dope. Shout out to Overdog. They're on Tuesday nights, 8 to 11.
Yep.
So right after this, switch the dial. And you do a thing there called Beat Pong. Can you talk about that real quick?
Exactly. So Beat Pong, I mean, it started with every week. I was making a beat on the spot, and then whatever artists they have come by the show, you know, they do like a little freestyle cipher over the beat I just made there. So it's like, you know, like a new thing every week. But then we wanted to put some kind of producer spotlight in place also to bring others in. You know, we were trying to have something like a game, like, you know, how do we choose random samples and, like, just make some kind of game out of it. So John Glass actually came up with the, shout out to John Glass, he came up with the beat, like the beer pong aspect to it. So basically what it is, you know, you set up 6-cup beer pong, you've got the name of a sample written under each cup. There's always a theme for it. It's like, you know, a couple of weeks ago we did like horror movies for it.
Okay.
So short fuse came by. There was 6 horror movies written on a cup. Whatever one he hit, he had to flip the sample on the spot. You know, so he makes his beat and then people rhymed on it. So
that's dope.
Yeah, that's it. That's beat pong in a nutshell. It sounds stressful. That's probably because of the way I described it.
Yeah, right.
It seems a lot more stressful than it is. That's for sure. But you're right. It does sound like it.
So tune into Overdog Tuesday nights, 8 to 11, and check out the Beat Pong.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned you were at Preem and Pete Rock.
Yep.
So here's my question. Who's your favorite producer of all time?
Wow. Sunny Digital? Nah, I do like that. Metro's good. I mean, that's one
of the best
right now. Well,
there's a follow-up, so let's do all time first.
All right, all time... I mean, there's so many to name, it's really difficult, but I'm just going to go ahead and say Ninth Wonder, because I basically studied his production for years. I had a 4-disc set that I just had on repeat all the time, so that was all I listened to
for
like 2 years. Dream Merchant is sick, but it's funny. I had this bootleg that was like 4 discs.
Okay.
It was like a bootleg tape of his beats that were just ripped from wherever, and there's like 197 tracks. I'll send it to you. It's like the vault of Ninth Wonder beats.
Yes,
I listened to nothing
that.
But that for like a year straight at least. And then like, so like you hear it in the production sometimes. I mean, I, you know, I go a little left or right, but that's really what I learned on. And learned off Pete and Premiere, so you know, it's all the same.
Right.
Them too.
You know, you've done your research.
Yeah,
you know your history.
Do my homework. That's it.
You have how many, do your homework is my thing.
Do your homework.
I have rashed on people
homework.
For showing up without doing homework.
I'm
yeah.
No. I'm just
not. Because listen, even if you didn't go to class, you still did the homework.
So, right.
Like, you may have learned something.
You don't get points off if you do the homework.
Yeah, you'll get points off for attendance, but.
Yeah. So what? So, favorite producer all time, Ninth Wonder. Who's your favorite producer right now, though?
Wow. That's a really difficult question. Honestly, probably just because his project just came out yesterday. Derringer, he works with like West Side Gun and Conway. It's like a crew from...
Grimy.
Yeah, real grimy. They're from Buffalo. You know, I'm from upstate New York as well. So, Derringer is my favorite right now.
Really?
Sure.
Okay,
really,
nice.
Really grimy production. I listen to a lot of producers. You know, it's hard to just come up with one, but... He is who I've been listening to for the past couple days, so it's fresh in my mind. Derringer.
Dope. Derringer. Yeah, I hate like top 5 questions and stuff like that, so I was trying to figure out a way to flip it, you know.
Yeah.
Number one's easier, you know.
Threw me off.
That was a good answer. The correct answer was Metro Boomin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nah, Metro Boomin is crazy, man. Like, oh, my God. Even just, like, that whole, my God, what a time to be alive. It's just a cool thing that happened. Yeah. It really is. That's a cool thing that happened.
Producers are really killing it right now. This is the producer age. Yeah. You know, almost more than we've seen in quite a while.
Right.
Where producers just really can carry whatever project.
Yeah.
And the rappers are... I don't want to say they're becoming interchangeable, but in some ways, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, like, you know, it's only happening now on a mainstream level, like, where people are, like, really familiar with the producers. But we've been doing it forever, man. People have been doing producer projects. It just hasn't been on such a big scale. So it's good to see someone like a Metro Boomin, someone like a Mike Will, you know, really come into their own as a producer and an artist. And, you know, it just helps us out, right, at the end of the day.
Right. And it's a new wave where all that technology you were talking about was all very young recently. And now people who came up on that are learning how to, like, flex on another level,
right.
You know. And it's very interesting. So, Derringer, shout out to Derringer. I don't listen to more of his stuff.
He's
just know the Conway stuff, but I know he's got more than that.
All of that. Listen to anything they put out, man. It's good stuff.
Conway is an animal, too.
Yeah, I have a song with Conway that I don't know where it's going to...
Really?
Yeah, I have no
idea.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to wind up or, like, who's using it or whatever. It just kind of came about from a session, so...
Just casually.
Yeah.
So, I have a question. And, I mean, please acknowledge me because I don't know these things. But, so, in the music industry, I feel like producers, they have, like, a certain style. Okay, like Metro Boomin, let's use him. And if you have, like, two different artists, but then, like, their songs sound the same because, like, he produced them both. Like, is that okay? Is that, like...
Yeah. No, it's hard. It's hard because, like, we're all influenced by the same people at the end of the day. So, like, you might make something that's, like, very similar to another producer, but I embrace that stuff. Like, you kind of have to. It happens, though. I never heard any bad blood over it, at least not in, like, you know, my circle of producers that I've known for the past couple years. If anything, like, producers are different than rappers, and at least I think we're, like, we kind of get along better. you don't hear producer beefs a lot. So it happens, but I think it's more respect, but... You know, at the same time, if I heard somebody loop the same sample I looped and throw the same drums in it, I'd be like, hmm. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So there's levels to it.
Clearly. Well, that's good then. No one's getting beat up.
Yeah, no producer, no fights at the, you know, between producers at the competition. At the Stew, hitting each other.
Shout out to the Stew finale, December 9th. Have you done the Stew?
No, I'm thinking about it.
I
kind of want to just sneak up on the open kitchen for the finale.
Do it on the 9th, dude. Get in there.
I should, man. I hear that a lot, and I've been meaning to do it. I just want to wait until I'm ready, but this next one might be the one.
You should.
I would love to. It's
for all the marbles, too.
Exactly.
It's gonna be a good one.
Exactly. That's why it's a good one to go sneak in and get a spot if you could do it.
So. That's what... Chronic won off Open Kitchen the year he won.
Dude, I mean, your beats have to be good to get past that round, so it makes sense that he won. So,
on that note, we're going to play a record, then we're going to come back, and we might learn about your horoscope or something like that. this is the jam right here. It's called the Mecca, but that's just an MP3 tag thing. It's actually Panoramic, which has been out for quite a while.
Yes, we dropped this about a year ago. So
Rex and Terminology, produced by Billy Loman. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Evidence of the elements in my penmanship articulate what frustrate affairs of the state when they negate what we create. Purified in my authored rhymes, designed to the chorus line, refined like foreign wine. No mistake in Boston to Copenhagen. Modern times ball when the Marvin talk. Inner city problems jogging. Other government show no loving. Hot as the stove or oven, she sobbing. Cause boy, she want them to get off the block, he hugging. Loosen the grip on the girl, he tucking. Not for nothing, this the usual when Hell's Kitchen. It's a cell system, fell victim, well lit in the darkness.
Mirage shoot. Daydreaming, stay scheming, nauseous. Nothing ever even odds, it's always off. We lost balance, my thoughts challenged. Accept the ways of the powers. Hours, minutes, and seconds. Reflecting, introspections, professions. Of unlearning the lessons. Word to God, God.
Showboat, they talking, keep talking. That real shoot. His showboat, they talking, keep talking. That real shoot.
Word to God, God.
His showboat, they talking, keep talking. That real shit.
Word to God, God.
It's so both. They talking, keep talking. That real shit.
Word to God, God. Nights enamored by camera lenses, panoramic. See the distance, unobstructed, plan inventive. Handle business, two princes, my incentive. 2 cents and it's far off thoughts and not knocking up thoughts. Getting caught in cyclical system, biblical wisdom I was taught. I was lost, I was forced to listen, not talk. Ideas bottled up, jotted them down to Billy Lowman sound. Hard to find honorable audio, I'm the exception. Rex, you know, exception, no reflections. Plus my flow to essence, express woes of those who just want the culture to cultivate growth. Pearls, jewels, my worldviews, I hurl choose. Listen to don't listen, gems ain't here to hurt you. Words I serve to you happily. Sadly, when I spit too rapidly, message you lose clarity.
It's so both, they talking, keep talking, that real shit. It's so both, they talking, keep talking, that real shit.
Word to God, God.
It's so both, they talking, keep talking, that real shit.
Word to God, God.
It's so both, they talking.
Yeah,
keep talking,
yeah,
that real shit.
Right. God, God.
I only make moves if my heart's in it. Raising the bar, amazing, my dogs all legends. Each sentence is like you in the law's presence, or in the blood-filled pool with some sharks in it. I finally feel like I got a purpose now. I wasted a lot of years in them purple clouds, and wasted a lot of time trying to purchase love. Let my liver drown, it's always, it's now liquor down.
Damn.
Champagne toast for these paid shows. Came a long way from wearing the same clothes. Back to back days to school, all in 10th, 5th grade, kids was crazy rude. Next year, had to carry a blade to school. Shit was foul, older kids would've ate your food. Law town in the 90s, man, this shit was no joke. Full of undercredited schools, yeah, we had no hope.
It's so both, they talking, keep talking, that real shit. It's so both, they talking, keep talking, that real shit.
Word to God, God.
It's so both, they talking. Keep talking, that real shit.
Word to God, God.
It's so both, they talking. Keep talking, that real shit.
Word to God, God. We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. Shout out to Flip Jackson tuned in. Shout out to Wave. Billy Loman.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How
still
are you?
Still having fun?
I'm still having fun. This is fun for me.
You seem nervous though.
Me? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I mean, I don't do a lot of interviews. Like, you don't really do it as a producer. I've probably only done it like twice before this.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, you guys stay behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And that's why this is interesting. This is like, when people Google Billy Loman, this is like the defining information now. This is the Billy Loman story. So, Taz.
Okay, so I'm going to guess your sign, all right?
Okay.
And then I guess
this is a new segment. What are we calling it?
What yes. Your sign is.
Okay.
What's your name? What's your sign?
All right.
Okay, so I sense that you're nervous. Okay, I'm
gonna be like, this is why Sam doesn't have right. Producers on, by the way.
All right,
this is why Bakari's here, in case I just freeze up.
Okay, are you a Libra?
I'm not a Libra. I don't even know. I wouldn't even know what month that is either.
Oh shit! Okay.
What's your second guess, though? What's your second guess?
A Taurus.
No.
Really?
No,
none of those.
Neither.
What are you? Water, fire, or earth? So, or do you know any of those?
I am water.
Are you a Cancer?
I'm not.
Okay.
Wow, this segment is
see, I'm not throwing people
no,
off.
No, okay, you know? So you gotta be like a Pisces. Or
no, I'm not.
Oh.
Wait, so you're Scorpio.
What's left?
Aquarius.
That's an air sign.
That's an air sign?
Yes.
It's Aquarius.
That's an air
okay,
sign.
Okay, so sorry. This is why I shouldn't have answered that question.
Yeah.
How does something like Aquarius wind up being air?
Because astrology is stupid.
No, it's crazy. Not.
Well, it's funny because it has both words in it. You know what I mean? Like it's Aquarius, like aqua, but it's also air. Like the word air isn't that actual word.
Oh, I
word,
guess I could see that. You know? So. Okay, but no. Okay, he's an Aquarius.
An Aquarius. You would have had it first guess if I said air.
Honestly,
I
wouldn't have, because I wouldn't have guessed that, because you don't seem like an Aquarius.
Really?
But maybe you
is. What? It's
Aquarius
weird.
Aquarius is, I feel like there's sometimes like, I don't know, you guys are just weird. Like,
that's accurate. Have you ever heard of the Soulquarians? This is like Jay Dilla, D'Angelo, yes. Erykah Badu, okay. Like a group. This is neo soul. This is like, yeah, like half of the like best neo soul artists ever, and like, you know, that lane of hip hop. Like they were all Aquarians.
Wow.
So they kind of formed this group called the Soulquarians. And
shout out to them.
Yeah.
I do like all of them. So
there you go.
But you guys are still very much weird. So. But there's nothing wrong with weird, so.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yo, I suck, so.
No, I threw you off with the air.
If you hadn't been so nervous, you know.
I know,
you
know,
being yourself.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, other producers, because this is the last time you'll have one on LFB.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's it.
Program director's calling in after this. Where'd you find this guy?
This is it. Billy Loman shutting it down. Grand opening, grand closing. Billy Loman, Space Jam's dropping Friday, though.
Yes.
Billy Loman, yes. Music.com, BillyLoman.com.
BillyLoman.com, that's it. That'll take you where you need to be.
BillyLoman.com.
That's it.
Does that take you to SoundCloud? Because I feel like that...
It does. Okay, yep, it takes you to SoundCloud. Something I added. Didn't realize how easy that was to do, so we just kind of did it.
Now, one more question before we get sillier. We talked about producers earlier.
Yep.
On the rap side... What's your dream collab?
Ooh,
wow.
That's a good one.
Who do you most want to hear on your beats?
So, I mean, dream collab, there's a couple. I mean, I would love to hear, like, I'd love to do something like MF Doom, like something real weird like that, you know, on a more mainstream level. Like someone like a Kendrick, obviously. I mean, I feel like everybody says they can hear Kendrick on their beats because he can rhyme on any beat.
True.
Or like not even rhyme, or like not even rap. Like he could just do anything with a beat. So
make alien noises.
Yeah, whatever you want. That would have gone well on this project. So, but probably the number one, at least a personal to me, is Fonte. From Little Brother. That's like that's the pinnacle for me, at least on a personal level. If I ever did a song with Fonte, I could quit the next day and be happy with anything I ever did in music. So
we got to make that happen.
Make it happen, man. Many people don't know that's the person who made Drake who he is. Basically, Drake was Fonte was Fonte before Drake was Drake, and he basically took that whole blueprint from him. So not to say he stole it from him, but he was heavily inspired by Fonte.
Where's
so
the homage at?
This is our new mission, to get him linked with Fonte.
Got you.
But we can do it this time next year. You're gonna have a record with Fonte.
That's a goal right there. Fall 2017 record with Fonte. Let's go.
Live Fonte or die.
Wow. Let's go. LPOD.
Anyway, so BillyLoman.com, Billy Loman SoundCloud, Billy Loman Music everywhere. Space
yes.
Jams.
Yes.
Friday.
That's it.
Become Michael Jordan.
Rap. You will. You'll have the extendo arm.
Extendo arm.
Crazy.
Stretch your limits. Rash on the first track. Collab with Terminology.
Exactly. Yeah, Space Jam's challenge. Look out for that. You know, the best MC, you know, who puts up the best effort over one of these beats, you know, you'll get to work with Termini. So that's a, you know, it's a big thing. So
that is actually.
Now, that being said, this other MC, you know, dropped in here. Bakari JB is in the building.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
What's up, man? People were telling tall tales about me. I was in the other room on
the
couch.
Hey, man.
Dental hygiene is important.
Facts. I went to the dentist earlier today. So my snap.
Nice. I'll make sure to check that out.
Please do. Snap was fun today.
Okay.
Did a lot of snapping.
Dope. Bakari J Music.
JB. There's JB a B in music.
There. So I'm just thinking, since we got a few minutes, we got some beats, we got some MCs. I'm not saying, you know.
We have multiple MCs?
We got NMC.
Oh, no, I'm saying. I'm going to hit some bars.
Oh, Taz, you got.
Taz got some bars.
You got bars?
I can't even read properly. Kicking it with my homies. Hey. Yeah. I know. I'm kidding.
Yes,
no,
that's it. Perfect.
This is good. Me and Bakari have a few songs together.
Do
so
you?
This is like just a normal
He didn't play any of those songs.
I'm saving them. I'm saving the best for last. Okay.
I love this kid. I like guilt tripping you guys. It's fun.
It works. I lose sleep at night.
Don't ever let him get under your skin.
Right up.
Are you about to spit for us or not?
Oh, is this what's happening right now?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Okay. Yo, can you turn the beat up just a little? Let me kick it off the top. Let me dribble, hoop hop. Billy Loman with the shot. Swish. Or should he pass the rock to your boy? Reverse layup. It's time to pay up. I never lay up. I spend my days up early. Up late, getting that money right. Characters, you the funny type. Shout out to LFOD. You know I like to live free. Die never. Why am I so clever? I'm off the top with it. Cutting you cows down. What's up, heifer? Check it. I'm still kicking it, still ripping it. Still swinging, knock it out the park. Ripken-ish. That's Cal. 40 Cal. LeBird, the way I deal with my challengers. Yeah. Let me get lost in the wordplay. From the word go on the first day. Make you bite right where that curb lay. Game time, finish him. Ruining your equilibrium. Yo, my spirit is still trying to find my words. My words swerve like I'm trying to dodge the curb. Watch out there, who goes there? Who goes near me? Nobody, I'm at the top spot. My cold body is something hot in the middle of the wintertime. Summertime, whenever I spit the rhymes, I'm on cloud 19. I be climbing my dreams become reality. Everything that you spit in is a fallacy. I go to work like the faculty. Why for? Why do I try hard to shine? Yeah, you gon' need the sky or the tripod. Open up the sky guard, let that sun shine. You gon' let the sun shine when it's time to rhyme. I be on my grind and skipping, no, it's rewinding. I'm still stitching the imprint that I'm leaving.
Hey, Bakari JB. Space yes. Jams, November 1st. November 4th. LFOD Radio. This will be online tomorrow morning. LFODradio.com. We'll be back next Tuesday. Please, before you tune in though, vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote. Please vote. We'll be back next week. Live free or die.